the House of Stouff. Geelong and Hawthorn yesterday, a few of the boys must have carried a grouch. Fisticuffs elsewhere. No comment from Hunt. When I was young, I'd rather a fight than a feed. Discipline wins matches, mates. So come on, blokes, take heed. Up, 1, 2, 3, 4.
And well, welcome to the Carrum Cowboys Footy Show. Ah, you just, if you're over 40-ish and you hear that noise, you know it's World of Sport and you know it's footy. And, gee, I miss it. They talk about the footy show these days, and the footy show's been around for 20-odd years, but, gee, World of Sport was around for many, many years.
It ain't World of Sport.
It's not World of Sport.
Now, Trash, before we get into anything, I'm going to pick at you. He goes, I hear a mother from the juniors comes up to me and they says, Pye, I hear you've retired. You retired from the Carrum Cowboys footy show. I said, yeah, I have. But I find myself sitting opposite you. What happened there?
I don't know.
When the mums from the juniors have come out to me saying, Pye, you've retired.
It's your fan base.
It's tragic.
You can't fight your fan base, Pye. Look, the crowds want you back.
Look, mate, before we get into too much, I just want to say to you that this weekend I was thinking, and I'm going to throw it by you right now. I was only talking to H about a second ago. What about we get half of the Masters game in, I reckon. We try and call the last half of the Masters game.
Yep, we can do that.
And we do the full Supers game.
This Sunday,
live, okay, yep. Live on Radio Carrum.
Oh, it's good. We another 22 players we can have a conversation about on the ground.
Yeah, absolutely, yes.
Encouragement from
the... There's a few new blokes and stuff too, which is cool. So we'll probably need some name. We need the team sheets.
Team sheets, because I was having a look when Parksy was reading out the Supers and I was going, No, don't know him. Don't even know what he looks like.
Oh, that guy there. Ah, right. Those three guys sitting over there, and they are sitting right over there now. They're new blokes to the club.
That's the guy that looked like Spider-Man tonight.
Yes, that's right.
He had the traditional old Melbourne.
He did. I saw that, yeah.
He looked like Peter Parker.
And he was also disgusted when Bruffy took a mark off him. He went straight across the front of him, flew and took it off him, and he was leading for this mark, calling mine, and Bruffy just snuck through and took it off him.
His spider skills weren't working.
Yes, absolutely. Anyhow, so that's what we'll do. And look, I'm going to go get Towners for you. You can chat. I'll get Towners for you.
Yep.
But let the people out there know. And they may be catching up on this because we haven't actually podcasted last week's show.
Have we? Oh.
I'll work on that this week because I can do it tomorrow morning.
Oh, look, they're listeners. That's 2 weeks' work.
Oh, man. They love that.
That's your trip into town and your trip home.
Home. Yeah, that's right.
You can have Cowboys home and away.
Yeah, right, mate. So I'll leave
you.
I'll get Towners. And but that's what we'll do. We'll do half the Masters.
Yep.
At least half, maybe three quarters. We'll see how we go.
By the time we drag ourselves off the ground, have a shower, and we are refreshed.
Yeah, that's right. That's what we'll have to do.
We should be right to call the second half.
The problem
half.
Is, I reckon if we do two more than a half, we'll be so cramped up by half time through the Supers that we won't be able to sit there and do it anymore.
Yeah, look, as long as I can get a second cup of tea at some stage, I'll be
you'll
fine.
Get that.
I'll
get that.
Through.
We may have to get the barmaids to bring it out to
They
you.
Might have to bring it out to yes. us. That'd be good.
All right, mate, I'll get
you. You go phone Towners for us, and I'll fill in while you go. So thanks to Pye setting us all up for us, which is great. You might have already seen I don't know what it is, but it's a Facebook posting that Marcus does for us to promote the Cowboys game. So I do that actually before training. So if you go to the Carrum Cowboys Facebook page, you'll see a little video there, which is sort of like an abridged version of the Carrum Cowboys footy show. So have a look at that. But this is the true version. This is the footy show that we've had for the last nearly 4 or 5 years. And Towner has joined me. Hello, Towners.
Trash, how are you, mate?
I'm good.
Hello, listeners. How are you?
Fighting fit for another game this week?
Yes, mate. Yes, yeah. I'm very very excited about this little game, mate, because who would have thought, you know, Carrum Cowboys sitting second on the ladder, undefeated.
Second on the ladder, stuck between two Williamstown teams, one of which we play this week.
Yes, mate, yes.
The only winning Cowboys football team.
Oh, we won't go there.
Yes, we will.
We're three on a trot.
We're two on a trot.
Oh, sorry, two on a trot, sorry.
And a practice game, so we'll say it's three.
Yes, yes.
So looking really good. Very good game last week down at Geelong.
Yes, and we played a Geelong side that was very competitive.
They were. We just had their measure. They had a couple of good players, but not enough.
Yeah, I think I think they were very much like we were last year.
Yes.
They had their core in the middle,
yep.
But not across your half forward flank or across your half back. They never had that.
No, they fell down there.
Yes, yeah.
And we probably should have won by more.
Oh, very much, yeah. Yeah.
So, but oh, gee, it was a big ground.
Oh, monster.
The ground, apparently, listeners, was longer or the same length as Cadinia Park, which is a long ground.
Yes,
So the 50-metre marks were true 50-metre marks.
Yes.
And then there was probably another 15 metres from there to the square.
Yeah, that's a good indication of a ground. When you walk out onto the ground and you have a look at the 50-metre arc, and the square in the middle, if that's a fair distance, then you know you're playing on a big ground.
And if you realise that the 50-metre arc's actually a true 50, because some 50-metre arcs, you stand there and you go, I can kick that, and I can't kick 50.
Yeah,
even Lynchy said, I can't kick from out here. So, it was a big ground. It was a wide ground. But we used it well. We didn't get lost on the wings too much, which was good.
Mm-hmm.
And we did have some good runners like Damo on the wing and Huggy on the halfback line.
Best game I've seen him play.
Damo played a great game. Really loves
their boys, Pat Malone.
Once he runs away, they can't catch him. He's too quick. Yeah,
see you later, baby. I'm out of here.
So that's good.
Gets on his bike. Away he goes.
So we had a good win, 11-11 to 6-3. Last week we kicked 10-11. This week we kicked 11-11, so that's okay.
Yeah, if we could put the kicking boots on, we could, and I think we need this week against Willie, we need to snag a few more than 11-11.
I think we might need a few more, because Willie's not a bad team.
They're a good side.
And I think we're going to play their 55s.
Yes, yeah.
Which is probably helpful, mm-hmm. but not to be taken too easily.
Oh, no. They'll still be... I was talking to Flea before, and they played... I think Diamond Valley first game.
Yep.
And Diamond Valley are no slouches either, mate.
No, they're good.
And they beat them quite easy. So if they're 55, Willie 55s beat Diamond Valley.
Yep.
And they would have had some younger 50s running around in it too.
Oh,
so,
true, yeah.
So they would have been quite... So they won't be as easy as everybody thinks. So, but anyway, mate, I'll tell you what, we've probably got our best side in.
Yeah, it's good.
It is very good. We've got... Bears shot through with the team. The team again.
So but to go from memory.
We've got Dicko. He's coming back from a hammy. So I said to Dicko, I said, well, mate, instead of being in the forward line, just hop in the back line for us, back pocket for us, and he's just going to run nice and straight.
So it doesn't have to turn around?
Yes, and good. Dicko has got quite a good brain in football.
Yep.
So he'll be quite good in the back line, I think.
Yep.
And then we've got Smooey at fullback. Smooey and Fitzy are going to swap from fullback. So they're... They're identical players.
Yeah, yep.
All arms and legs and stuff like that.
Just get in the way, make a contest.
Exactly. And they're up against Andy Matheson. I know Andy Matheson from the carnival.
Yep.
And Andy's very good bloke, very fair footballer, but really good hands and tall. So it'll be a good contest, I think, between them. So
we haven't got... No, Fitzy's okay. Sorry. I'm thinking Dicko. No, Fitzy's okay. Because he did a good job last week because we moved him onto their full back who got two very early goals and then he completely nullified him.
Yeah, yeah. So what we're going to do is... But Smooey's going... I think it's his last game for a couple of weeks, so...
Yes, he's off home to UK. His dad's not well.
Okay, all right. Yeah, so that's no good. But I thought, we'll just start Smooey, and Smooey and Fitzy can work down here. And then we got Pye... Back pocket. Half back flank. We've got a young over 50 first year bloke. He's Folksy. Yeah, Folksy's come back. Yeah, he's back from he was over in Bali or whatever for holiday. Oldie centre half back. Huggy on the other back flank.
Captain Huggy. Yep.
Good. We're so lucky that half back line is very, very solid.
Very solid.
It is.
Oldie will mark it.
Yes.
And Huggy will pick it up if it falls down.
Exactly. And then Folksy can just run. I just said to Folksy, mate, he's very fit, over 50, so he can just run and make space and stuff like that.
Yep.
Then we've got H back out on the wing again for us.
After a little holiday in New Zealand.
New Zealand.
He's back. I think, and I was talking to him the other day, he was very disappointed he had to go to New Zealand.
He was, mate. Yeah,
he wants to play again.
Yeah, because he came up to me before he was going, and I didn't know, and he came up to me and he goes, Tanners, we've got a bit of a problem. I go, oh, shit, what's wrong, mate? He goes, I can't play on a week. And I go, what are you doing, mate? He says, I've got to go to New Zealand for a wedding.
But yeah.
I said, mate, it's all right.
That's okay.
He goes, I'm a little bit peed off about it. I said, not to worry, mate. And then we've got Kenny in the middle,
that'll be good.
Yeah, Kenny played all right. And then we've got Mickey O.
He's back, this is his first game, isn't it?
First game, because he cut his leg.
Oh, he is a glazier. That will happen.
Yes, occupational hazard, I suppose. Yeah. So he's going to play on the wing for us. Then we've got myself, half forward flank.
Yep.
Georgie Neo, who played quite
well
for us.
He played fitting well. Him nicely for a new guy into a team.
Very good. Yeah, yep. Very much. And then we got Lynchy.
Lynchy, yeah, played well.
Yes.
Kicked 1-3, which is an improvement on his 1-5.
Yes.
So he's heading the right way.
He's going right down the right. Forward pocket, we've got Helmet, and Helmet's played. Did he Helmet play in a practice game?
He came on and stole someone's goal. Didn't
oh, that's
he?
Right.
He stole Henry's goal.
Yeah, pinched a minute of it.
Yep.
So he's playing half forward pocket for us,
yep.
And he's played two games.
He's played two and hasn't broken. He got
no.
a bit tight, but he hasn't broken
yes.
yet. So.
And then we've got Big Joey.
Yep.
Joey's had a bit of a hammy too, so with a bit of luck, he'll be better again.
Yep.
And the other forward pocket, we've got Elvis.
Elvis is back.
And yep. Elvis is back from busted ribs.
In the first game.
Yeah, against Waverley.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Oh, in the practice game.
Yeah so he's back, so he's quite happy about it. And on we got Big Vladdy.
Yep.
Yourself.
Yeah.
And Foz.
Foz, that's handy. Yep.
Yeah, that's very good. That's good setup. And then we've got DJ, Bear, Helmet's brother, Damien, is it? I think it's
Damien. No, Andy.
Andy. So we've got, DJ, Bear, Andy.
Dicko?
No, Dicko's back pocket for us. Timsy.
Oh, yep.
Burnsy. And Fitzy.
Yep.
And that's our six.
That's our six.
Yeah,
oh,
so
good.
Yeah, it's a good
That
try.
Should be good. Now, I'm a bit worried. Last time I played against Willie, I got tagged. Bass tagged me.
Well, I don't think Bass will be tagging you because he's probably aged a little bit.
He might have slowed down a bit,
I think.
I hope.
He has, mate.
Because I didn't play Willie last year.
Yeah,
I was away.
Yeah, and I don't think Bass will be starting in the middle, mate.
I
very much doubt it. Well,
no.
Well, mate, I hope he does because he won't be playing halfback flag on me.
That's right.
He
won't be, but you might get Rayo.
I think actually I probably will because I probably whichever flag Rayo goes to, I'll probably go over there a bit of a talk because one of our blokes Rayo played with us. Oh, he's played Bayside Saints and played with us the last couple of years, and he's moved house to East Melbourne and he's playing with Williamstown this year. So that'll be his. Misfortune on the weekend.
That's right. He'll have to play against us. So.
Exactly.
And I've heard some people are quite like playing on Rayo because Rayo wasn't always the tightest of backmen.
Well, that's what I thought because I was sitting there looking at the side, you know, and I'm thinking, oh, half forward flank's probably my cup of tea nowadays. So, and I'm thinking, Rayo, I'm going to have a very good day on Sunday. I'll just sneak out the back and he'll just sneak up the ground. I'll say, hey, boy, kick it to me. And
yeah, exactly.
So it'll be quite well, mate. Yeah, so actually I'm looking forward to it, mate. And like I keep saying about the over 50s, mate, we went down to Geelong and we had six on the bench.
Yep.
And trying to work out and give blokes game time and all the stuff, it gets a little bit difficult sometimes. And I wanted to get Wizard back on the ground again.
Mm.
And Burnsy was... I think I had Burnsy on the ground and Burnsy just walked off and said, Towners, he said, it's all right, mate, let Wizard play because he does our umpiring for us. He said he's not going to play too many games and he said, I'm quite happy to sit on his, and this is a bloke that swapped his shift around at his work and we could come down to Geelong, play his game of football and he said to us, he said, listen, get this other bloke on the ground to give him a game of footy.
And that was great. And look at the Wizard kicked two goals, kicked our first goal.
Yes.
Just sat over the top, ball came.
It was because Brucey's played a lot of footy and he just stands, hangs around the goal square. And Baz, a Kentucky Fried Chicken bloke, come up to me and I think it was quarter time when Brucey snagged two goals in the first quarter. He goes, Tannis, now I know what you mean about standing in the goal square.
That's right.
I don't think he moved. Got the hair pass off and a little chip kick and stuff like that. So, yeah, he had a good day, Bruce. So he enjoyed himself, mate. He caught the ferry back home again. And
that's right, back to Rye. So we had nine goal kickers, so at least we're sharing the ball around.
Yeah, and that's a good thing too. That's a good thing. And Geelong were quite good after it. They put a barbecue on for it.
They did.
The Newcombe, was it Newcombe? Newcombe Football
Newcombe
Club.
Newcombe Footy Club,
yeah. Yeah, Newcombe and Noah were quite good. They put the barbecue on for us and they had a bit of a speech after.
And I think Huggy demolished about six sausages.
Loves them.
Absolutely. He enjoyed it. I think he was very excited about that.
Yeah, so Charlie, I think he runs the over 50s down there for Geelong, come up to me and he said, oh, Towners, who was your best player? And I thought, oh... I was thinking to myself, I said, I've got Damo in the car, Fitzy, Stevie Morrison, and I forget who else was the other one. But anyway, so we've got these in the car. I said, I'll give it to Damo. Yep. So I said, I'll give the best our player to Damo. And it was right anyway. So he gets half a dozen cans. I said, that'll do the boys
for the
trip home.
Yep.
And what's he do? He goes and gives them to all the Geelong blokes. I nearly fell over. I said, Damo, what are you doing, mate? Keep him for the trip home, brother.
That's not right.
No, so I'll have a... Anyway, you'll never be our best player again.
No, no one's going to do that.
Yeah, see you later, mate.
Gonna, but mind you, if I got it, I'd be giving them away too. So,
well, that's probably why I never get a trash.
I don't keep them.
Yeah, no, you'll give away too, mate. Yeah. But anyway, no, so I'm quite looking forward to Sunday, and we've got Ladies' Day on too, so...
Yes, so ladies come down.
Yeah.
Chicken and champagne.
Chicken and champagne, and all the girls are all making salads and all that other stuff you need for a Ladies' Day. So I was just talking to Lionel about Wendy. My wife said she should make some little desserty type of things. And Lionel goes, no, I've got some stuff. He's going to bring all them down. And like Biggsy's going to bring some stuff down. And I said to another bloke that I know about some champagne. He goes, I'll get some champagne for your town. So,
that's good.
And it's all about, yeah.
Well, Wendy, my wife, is an apology. My daughter's got calisthenics on the other side of town. But otherwise, she would have been here, but not to worry.
Yeah, no, it's good, mate. And then you can see the other side of some women who were beat on the champagne fairly early on a Sunday.
Yeah, that could be messy.
Late at night.
Yeah. They stay round.
They do. You know, like the last time we played, I think we were still here for the seniors, the 35 seniors awards. So the girls will meet on the champagne for about 6 hours.
6 hours.
Don't get them in the car and take them home.
All with responsibility. All with all manner of responsibility.
Yeah, responsible serving of alcohol.
That's right.
Or drinking or whatever you want to call it. But if you can't get a over 50 lady, you're fairly excited, been on the grog all day, so you're doing something right.
Yeah. That's good.
Oh, no,
that's
I
good.
Love it. But it's all part of it, mate. They come down and watch us, so it's just a day for them, mate, so it's good.
That's right.
Good.
And we've got a slightly earlier start, 10:45,
yes.
Which makes sense because we play 20-minute quarters.
Yeah, because I think what's happened is that there was a couple of years ago you used to play 2 20 minutes.
And 2:15.
And then if you're playing... the 15-minute quarters, you sort of run out by the time you do a couple of ball-ups and stuff like that, and then they're blowing a siren.
It goes fairly quick.
It does, yeah. And I don't like it, and especially as a coach, if you've got six people on the bench, 15 minutes is just not
that's
worth
right.
it.
I mean, mind you, sometimes you're going, gee, why are we going 20 minutes?
Yeah, actually, I must be
when you're blowing hard.
When it's reasonably warm and you're doing a bit of running around, you go, blowing a bloody siren, will you, mate?
So that's good, because all the other games started at 1:45.
Yes.
So that'll give us time to get off the ground before the Masters
starts.
I
think that's the reason, because the over-50s were sort of, we were running a little bit late through whatever fold it is, but then the Masters were late, then the Supers were late, so I think they want to give them 15 minutes grace between us and the Masters.
The Masters,
because
I mean, it starts getting dark now at 5:30.
Yeah.
They're finishing late, you don't want to be finishing the
but
dark.
But the thing is, like, if you hear it, you hear it 10 o'clock in the morning anyway, so 1/4 hour's bugger all, mate. And like I said to a few of the boys, we're sitting there having a beer, and I'm thinking, well, we'll be on the cans 15 minutes earlier.
That's right, just a little bit earlier.
Happy days.
Sharing the champagne with the ladies.
Yes, yeah, exactly. We'll be all in having a cup of tea or whatever. You'll be having a cup of tea.
Oh, a cup of tea, that's right.
Cup of tea. Yeah.
So that's good. Well, thanks, right. Tanner. I'm going to head you off to go find Danger.
I'll find
Danger and send him this way to talk about the Masters. So
all right,
best of luck, and we'll see you Sunday morning.
Right. Thank you very much, Trish.
Cool.
See you, mate. Bye-bye.
See ya. So, thanks. Thanks, Tanner. A bit of an update about the Masters, the undefeated Masters. I will go there. We are the undefeated team, but... like the Tigers, we were undefeated, and then it all went horribly wrong last week against Adelaide. No excuses, but it was the top team. It was the team slated for the grand final already, 6 rounds into it. So a good lot. I'll go as far as saying for the Tigers, it was the loss the Tigers had to have. So we'll go there. It's good to see Sydney still losing, Hawthorn still losing. So most people are happy with that. And Danger's joined me. And Danger's a D's man. And the Danger and the D's got up. Well done. Welcome, Danger.
Thanks, Trash. They did indeed get up, although they just beat Essendon.
Yes, just beat Essendon. But that's okay. That's okay. I tipped Essendon. I don't know why I didn't go. They've only had a 5-day break, you idiot.
Yeah.
I might have been just too excited at how much Richmond beat Melbourne by the week before and thought you would totally demoralise, but that didn't work either.
I don't recall that
result.
I cannot recall that result.
That's good. I like that. I cannot recall. So, welcome, Danger. I think, is this your first time?
First time on the radio.
First time on the radio.
First time
radio
long
Virgin.
Time.
Well done. Yeah, long time. So, we've got ragged you in because, as we say each week, Steamer's scared of microphones for some reason. I mean, all the other coaches come forward, but Steamer's very reluctant. So we're sort of rotating through the Masters. Last week we had... who did it last week for us? I can't remember. Timmy Cross.
That would have been Radio Gold.
Radio Gold with Timmy Cross. So this week we've got Danger, which is great. And... last week, Danger, how did the Masters go? I've got the results here for you with, and I've only got the results because the administration is somewhat lacking, that the best players and goal kickers aren't appearing on the Sporting Pulse website. So I can't give you, like in the 50s, you get goal kickers and best players. So I rely on you because we came back from Geelong and we missed all the Masters games and got there. Oh, no, we got there for the last quarter of the... Oh, no, we got there about half time in the Supers.
Okay.
Because we had to travel an hour and a half down from Geelong. So all I can look is at the scores and say, well, it was only three goals. Well, you must have been competitive.
Yeah, no, it was good. We got jumped in the first quarter, first half, basically. So asleep in the first half.
Yep.
And I think... But as the results say, it wasn't that far away in the end. And it was just a bit of application in the end. Just, you know, and that Dingley ground, they got that sort of dead pocket.
That weird pocket, isn't it?
Yeah. Side on the other side, and it got stuck over there a couple of times. But the boys did well. They ran hard. They chased well. Ricky injected himself into the forward line late.
He was under an injury cloud.
Yes.
He was talking himself down, but then did the hard yards and turned up. And I think he's done the same this week.
Put in. And as he said, reading out the teams, it was basically we turned up after halftime.
Yep.
So just take that into the first half this week.
Yep.
And who knows?
And we've probably got about, what, six or so new players. And that's always going to be a bit tricky, knowing new players, knowing their names, the way they play, all that sort of thing. So
yeah, absolutely.
That makes it a little bit hard. But so only three goals. And Dingley were a really good team a couple of years ago, and they actually towed us up, I remember.
Yeah.
So to get within three goals is pretty good at their home ground. So unfortunately, the Cowboys are sitting on the bottom of the ladder. The only way's up. And this week we play the Raiders, and they've only won one game. So there's a chance potentially there to leap up at least one spot.
Yeah, and we had some good form against them last year as well.
Yep.
What did we win by, 80 points or something out here?
We did. We actually, it was a good win.
It was a very big win. So,
yep.
But I think the boys are starting to gel together a little bit more as well, which makes a big difference.
And you're starting to get that core group that know each other. So I think that's only going to be better as
we
go forward.
The forward line.
I noticed you were on the forward line there. Big. Move forward. Now, for those that didn't hear last week, Danger actually won the Water Sport Award last week. He ran away before it could be presented for injecting himself into the game from the back pocket. From the
forward line.
To kick out the ball out from behind because other people couldn't do it, and you just hit it straight to the opposition and they kicked it over your head.
Oh, look, no, that's not entirely true. That's not entirely true. I was running down. I was following a man all the way down, so doing the team thing, followed two guys in.
Two men? Oh.
Followed two guys in, thwarted a goal, in actual fact.
So caused the point. Yep.
And then the hands were just a little bit cold from the inactivity from the other end. And as I've gone to kick, the grip on the ball just sort of faded. I've gone, and it just went in the middle of two players. So
oh, you split the difference between two Cowboys.
And they returned, it was one of us and one of them.
Yeah, okay, yep.
But they returned favour with a point. So I was hastily pushed aside from the next kick out and just put back in my place and stood in the forward line for another 5 minutes.
So it's not as bad. Well, you never let the truth get in front of a good story.
Exactly.
So.
It's sort of Malcolm Blight is now 85 metres out.
That's easy.
That's where we're going.
Yep.
And then to be fair, I had a wedding rehearsal to go to 2 weeks ago, so I was a bit late for that, so I took off a bit early, and Pi chased me down and said, you need to go inside. I said, okay, and he said, oh, no, it must be DJ, can't be you. So I went happily on my way. So I think I was led astray by our illustrious ex-president as well.
Ah, well, again, if it's entertaining, yes, we know we'll go for the entertainment.
Let's not get the truth in the way. I skulked away out the back door.
Skulked.
After hitting a man dead on the chest, kicking out a fullback.
That's good. Well, skulking is such a good word. I like the word skulking. Oh, I've occasionally used skulking. So what's the team look like this week, Danger? Now, we've got the team on the boards because Danger's the one that usually squirrels them away, and we have to refer to Facebook, but we've actually got the boards here, so it makes it a lot easier than
we have the boards right
looking
here
at our phones. So from the back line, how do we line up?
Back line, pretty solid. Matty Ray, Stevie Forbes, the Golden Fist Award year on year.
Yes, very good.
And Kenny with his awkward right-hand drop, left-hand, left-foot kick type.
It is something to behold. Yep, it's... what's his name? Curly Austin-ish sort of thing. Yep.
Something like that. Morty Ant, who will run around just totally unaccountable on the back line.
True. Can get the ball and can kick at times.
Balances out.
But needs to be a bit tighter.
Tighten up. Farmer Well, here's our representative, Luce Cannon, at the moment, Farmer.
He does talk about himself in the third person, so that's ball. Always a worry. Farmer's ball.
Farmer's ball a lot when it's in the forward line and he's in the back line.
Yep, so that's not too bad. Yep.
Brian on the other flank, and Brian's coming around. He probably had his best game for us last week. He was just in everything.
Oh, it's good.
And rotating well, too. And that's something that the boys have been doing really well this year.
Yeah, coming off.
Just walking off. Yep. Or if somebody says, come off, we need you to come off, they just come off and there's no complaints, there's no angst.
And that's probably a Cowboy trait for years, that everyone's willing to give up a spot so someone else gets a run,
exactly.
Which is great.
And you know the guys that weren't because they're basically the guys that aren't around.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Shane, so Morrow, Shane, Ray. Ray wasn't here tonight. Ray, so a bit of fitness across the middle there.
Yes, certainly Ray. Run. Yeah, Ray can run. Morrow can run. Shane can run, yep.
Myself, obviously, half forward.
Swooping in.
Absolutely. Don't expect too much. We just put this magnet out there. Chris and Big Jono on the other flank, so expecting some tall targets.
That's some big targets, Jono and Chris there.
Jono and Chris, yep. JMO, James Tahani in his first run. So
first run, good to see James back.
Yeah, absolutely. So
although I don't know how he's going to be the trainer and play at the same time. Will he ever tape down his sock or something?
Interesting.
The magic spray or something.
Chiz on the other. And Chiz is doing well as also unfashionable yet. Just gets in and
Chiz plays tight.
Yeah.
If you give Chiz a job, he'll do it.
Yeah.
So that's good to see. And he's played well. And Steamer's injected himself back into the
and
game.
And Ricky forward, talking himself down.
With three broken legs.
With,
and
apparently.
All that sort of thing. Yep.
I think he met the Black Knight.
Oh, did he? Yes.
He's coming off one arm. He's got one arm.
Oh, well. The Black Knight will do that to you.
Correct. Absolutely. Yep. And then quite the full bench. So we've got Marshall, who is our representative cake decorator for the, well, for the year, basically.
Oh, it is. I mean, yes. I mean, if you weren't here and you haven't seen social media, it's a disturbing trend that a lot of Cowboys are actually posting on Facebook that they're not going to be at training, which is fair enough. At least we know. But they go into details about why.
Yeah, don't need that.
Don't need that.
Don't need that. Just a quick message to the coach. Just coach won't be around. That's it.
And if you're worried, just say, at work.
At work.
Lost a leg, something like that. But Marshall went to detail that he couldn't make it because of his wife's cake decorating course.
Disgraceful.
Just wrong.
Disgraceful.
So we found a cake decorating kit.
Rowdy did the job for us.
And that is now the Marshall Weekly Award.
The Marshall Hughes Weekly Award.
Because you used to have a little, like a little doll or something.
Had a little cowboy,
a little
which
cowboy.
Was the Weekly Award.
Yep.
Brian Cooper got sick of winning that.
Yes. So now there's a Facebook serial offender.
October, September, August, even way back in June sometime, he's always asking about pre-season.
Yeah, it's true, yeah.
He doesn't turn up for one pre-season, doesn't train Sundays
and
pre-season.
And it was his birthday yesterday,
yeah,
I think.
Not today.
Or today.
Today.
Today it might
he's
have
over
been.
In WA.
He's in WA, because I know that, because on Facebook he's saying wherever he is.
He's oversharing again.
Yes.
Fine. Brian?
So yeah, so they have a weekly award. That's great to see.
And Marshall, so we've named it the Marshall Hughes Weekly Award. So it's a cake decorating set.
Yep.
And that'll last the year nicely.
Yep.
And so we've got some height on the bench. Hazel.
Oh, yeah, big man. Well, he's up and about because Carlton won.
And Bigsy. So
and Bigsy.
Between
Ooh.
The two of those,
you get one average size person.
You get one average size
yes,
person.
Yes. Yeah.
Vinny, Kurt. Vinny,
yep.
New man, Kurt.
I can't remember Kurt. I think Kurt was over. Is Kurt over on the side there somewhere?
He
I thought
was.
Kurt was.
He was. It's good to see a new face down here, though.
Yep.
We always need those. And Marshall and Ads on the bench, which is interesting.
Ads is often a fill-in. We don't see him much because he's involved with the kids and all sorts of other bits and pieces. So.
But you can't argue with a bit of run if he comes on.
No, he's quick. Man. He's skinny as a rake. That sort of thing. And in the ruck, we've got Manu, Gov and Rowdy. So we've got the Reynolds brothers.
So the brothers Reynolds.
Plus their cousin.
Plus
lost
plus,
cousin.
Plus their long-lost cousin.
Long-lost cousin.
Manu providing a bit of height in the middle.
Yep.
Farmer will probably swap out in the middle, you'd say, as well. And even Jono might rotate through there, depending on how they go. So.
Yep. And a couple missing. I can see the meerkat's not out there.
Well,
must be away, I think.
Yeah.
Cato's injured.
A few names. Tim
Super
Cato's
Coots is
gone.
In. Super Coots.
Super Coots just discussed.
Frankie, that's interesting.
Well,
Frankie must be...
Frankie and George.
Frankie and George. George hurt his ankle last week. I don't know about Frankie. Timmy Cross is
Timmy
away.
Cross has got an injury anyway. He'll be here to help out. Nashie's got a mouse trap on his finger, has had for 2 or 3 weeks now.
Oh, that's right, because he did that in the first game.
Yeah, exactly.
So there's a few out.
And Canadian Chris down there. So, yeah, a couple out.
That's okay.
But no, it's a good balanced team, and they're as we saw last week, starting to run a little bit. And I think one of the drills that we're doing, that sort of run up and down drill with a bit of pressure on, it's sort of a bit of a game day application drill. Which
It puts a bit of pressure on people and makes them hopefully think. Don't just blast it away. Think and where you can go.
Not going just into mode of we're doing the kite or we're doing game day or you're running off a hat. And even though we always yell at everyone and say, don't look at the hat, it's a game, you still get conditioned to do these things.
To be there, yeah, exactly.
A few more in-situ type drills seem to be coming out a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, well, thanks, Danger. Now, your job now is to go and find Heater for me.
Well, he would be the guy with about 9 beers around it, which is not unusual.
Which could be because Parksy's handed over the driving duties of the Supers to Heater. I think Parksy's had to shoot through.
But he has indeed.
Heater's an old campaigner, having done it for the last X number of years that we've had radio. So if you can go find Heater, that would be great. And we'll have a chat to Heater shortly. So, so the Masters looks like they're coming together. All three games are at Roy Dawe Reserve this week, so it'll be good to have everyone in the one place. We'll be able to get round everyone. We'll have the numbers. We've got good volunteers. So to the Cowboys out there, if you're not playing, come along. We can find a job for you, whether it is running the boundary, running water, goal umpiring, anything like that. You need to get down here, support the boys. Get down early, see the 50s. If you can't get down there that early to see the 50s, get down a little bit later and see the Masters, or at least get down to see the Supers. And as I was saying with Pi before, we're calling the Supers game live, and we're hoping to call maybe the second half of the Masters so we can give them their just desserts and their just ribbings, depending on whether they make their mistakes. Now, Heater's made it. Welcome, Heater.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Seems like old times. You're back in the coach's seat.
Oh, yeah. Somehow I got...
Parksy bailed.
Yeah, he just... Heater, can you run this for me? Oh, okay, mate. No worries.
Oh, you're an old campaigner. You know, the other ones we've had, they're new to it and they don't know how it goes. And, I mean, usually we talk about the footy, but I'm a bit reluctant to bring up the footy this week.
Has the football season started yet?
I'm yet to see. Yet to see?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't think you'd be beaten by St Kilda.
Oh, mate.
You haven't lost down there for 3 million years.
17 games in a row.
I didn't see any of the game. Was it ugly?
It was very ugly.
Yeah.
We looked very slow.
Yep.
Very slow. Pushed off the ball too easy, mate.
Yeah. I saw one of the Fox shows, The Bounce, that's got Dunstall and Frawley. And Frawley just kept on showing St Kilda kicking goals and Dunstall was holding it together, but gee, you could see the boy was fuming.
It's a funny show. I like watching that show.
I can't warm to Frawley for some reason. I love Jason. He plays the role so well.
Yeah.
And Mooney's a nutbag.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I can't warm to Frawley for some reason. Maybe I'm jaded for his 5 years he spent at Richmond with a 20-year plan that still hasn't worked and gave the plan to Plough and that didn't help either. So maybe that irks me.
Never mind, mate. It wasn't a nice day.
Wasn't a nice day. Now, speaking of unnice days, we had an unnice day a couple of weeks ago against Dingley.
That was the scoreboard doesn't look... We'll portray how the game was.
It was close. It seemed closer than that. I was saying we only got there about half time, coming up from Geelong, and it didn't look like a 7-goal game from what I saw after half time.
No, we were leading by half time too.
And, yep.
What happens when you run out of bench and you, for some reason, we only have four on a bench these days and we're playing old man football?
Oh, man, you need more because I was with the team, Shmoo was coming back with me and Shmoo was texting Stevie Forbes of what the scores were and saying, oh, we're close. Because Shmoo and I tossing up, are we going to go? Are we not going to go? If it's close, we'll go and support the boys. He said it's fairly close. And then a text came through from Stevie saying, in 2 minutes we lost Shorey, Georgie and Roscoe, all with injuries within like 50 metres of each other.
Yep.
And there goes your bench.
Yep.
And you do need a rest.
Yes.
And unfortunately, you take Shorey and Georgie and Roscoe out, they're probably our key runners.
Yep.
Leaves a big hole.
Yeah, it does. It does. I was running around on one leg myself.
Yeah, you were a bit dodgy. Roscoe went back on, but he was a bit proppy.
Yeah. It's, as I say, it's old man footy and... when you only got four, what was the reasoning behind six going to four?
I don't know. I don't know what maybe it's Parksy's plan. I don't know. It's easy to rotate people off, but you need the cattle backing up.
Are you allowed to have six?
You're allowed to have six. Six is the maximum you can have because I actually asked Lionel because Steamer was asking today, can you have more than, he was looking to have eight.
Yeah.
But no, you can only have six.
Yeah, so I always ran with six.
They never turned up after the time.
Well, you'd always pick six. Yeah. So you'd always have a bench of four.
Yep.
It's always easier to operate four, but if you run injuries, then you need the six.
You need a few more just to back it up. The good old 19th and 20th man sort of stuff. Yes. So, but one of the inclusions last week was Stormy. I mean, like the Masters, we haven't got the goal kickers and the best players, but Stormy, from what I saw in the second half, Stormy was everywhere.
Yeah,
he gets a bit excited sometimes, but he gets the ball.
He does, he does. And he doesn't dish off at all.
No. He
don't
likes
know
to
where
run.
He's going.
No.
He loves to run, and he likes a little bit of a showboat. So
yeah.
let the Springbok go, mate.
That's right. He runs through. Well, he's scary enough to put the fear of God in a few people, so that's not too bad. He's a big boy.
Yeah, but we didn't have enough. In the end, we basically just ran out of legs, to tell you the truth. You know, no bench. We get in an older list, so not much youth coming through.
No, which has always been our problem.
It always has, and I thought this year we'd probably score a few more, but just by the look, it may be just starting to happen.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. There's a couple more this year.
Two have just rocked in tonight, so and those two, it'll be another six will come.
Yeah.
And I know they'll come.
So. And where did the two come from?
They're actually ex-EDS boys.
Oh, okay.
They used to play here as well.
So. Oh, they played at Carrum after EDS.
Yeah. And I've been trying on them for years and years. So.
Okay. So who was that? That was...
That's Joffa.
We've got our third Joffa. We had Joffa, then we got small Joffa, or young Joffa. Now we've got other Joffa.
Yeah. So we've got a hairy Joff, not being racist, a black Joff and a white Joff.
And a white, wow, we're getting the colours of the rainbow looked after. And from what I saw out there, the boy could move pretty well. He's got some skills.
He used to play under-19s at Carlton.
Oh, yeah, yep.
I think he got one, maybe two games at reserves and that was it.
Yeah. Oh, okay, so
you can play the game.
Okay, so what's the rest of the team look like?
So at the minute we've got Bruffy on a... back pocket.
Played well last week. Played two good games so far.
Yeah.
Bruffy, yep.
He must have had his contacts in. So
nothing wrong with playing senior. Contacts.
No, but it makes it easy to see. So
that's right.
Obviously, you can see the ball.
Yep.
And somehow, Wall's got a game.
Wall's got a game.
I don't know how that's happened.
Well, first of all, he's down from Sydney.
Yes.
And he's got a game, so he'll be happy.
Yeah. Yep. Here we go. And then Eddie.
Oh, they're both there.
Partner in crime from New South.
So that'll put the fear of God into Peninsula.
So whoever's coming, be prepared for a couple of tackles.
Yes, strong tackles.
Yes. Ash and Pugs is up onto the half back.
Gee, Pugs in a running role. Is it a running role?
Oh, my gosh. That must be a very slow-moving halfbacker. We've got Roscoe.
Yep.
Joffa Jr.
Joffa Jr., new Joffa.
For his first game.
Yep.
And Corey on the other wing.
Now, Corey looked good tonight, didn't he? Corey's outfit was sensational tonight. He looked like Spider-Man. The blue and red of Melbourne, circa colour TV.
Oh, I'm thinking there's something special in the water going on there. But,
oh, that was all he needed was a cape, really. That would have made it perfectly about a cape.
So.
But, yeah, he can run. So he played. He's very handy to have him in.
He'll be good. So, yep. Slasher.
Yep.
Tunners and Parksy on the half forward.
Oh, some size and some decent. Both can kick from outside 50, those two. Yes. Slash will just run in and dob them on his left.
Yep. And we've got Lighty, Stevie and Shorey.
Now, Shorey's a bit iffy, I would think.
Bit proppy.
He's hoping to get through, he was saying. So he got through tonight, so he's feeling fairly good about it. But it's an adductor, so it's one of those things that all you've got to do is just go that little bit harder. And twang it will go.
Yeah, right.
Did you see the Sydney guy twang his groin?
No.
Oh, one of the ones that make you wince. He went down and as he landed, one leg went out one way. And he sort of, he's got the balance, but then the other leg slipped. And he was like a ballerina going down to the splits.
Ooh.
And he only got to, he didn't get to 180 degrees.
No.
He got to about 140 and then whatever it was went twang and the boy was in trouble.
That's not nice.
Not good.
No. So, I didn't know he's groin going.
No, didn't you?
No.
Yeah.
I thought it was more his calf.
No, it was high as an abductor. So it's healed. It's just a matter of whether it gets him through. So we'll cross our fingers.
Yeah, yeah. And Stormy.
Stormy in the ruck, well.
He must be.
We don't know where it'll go, but it'll go somewhere.
Interstate, as long as I can. I'll keep talking to him because I'm right next to him.
You're right next to him underneath his feet.
And then Rocket's roving.
So oh, that's hand. Well,
we've got a good on balls.
That's right. If he can get his hand on it,
yeah,
we should be able to get it away from them.
Yeah, yeah. Especially with Rocket and Joffa.
Yep.
And myself, I'll just have to push a couple of people around and
make some space.
Try and make space for little fellas
to run through.
And we should be off and running, mate.
Yep.
And then we got Paddy.
Paddy, yep. That's his first game, I think, in the Supers.
Yeah, it is. I don't know if he's picked on training, then I don't know how he got a game because his training was putrid. Oh, my God.
Did he go out early in the kicking, marking, and drill?
Oh, yeah. First kick and then, like, the decision-making in that drill.
Turned it over.
Like, three times.
So yep.
What's going on?
Oh, well, he'll start on the bench and warm to the game, hopefully.
Yeah, yeah. And we've got running man, Hollywood.
Hollywood, yep.
Georgie's a bit iffy.
Yeah.
And Scotty.
Scotty Williams. We haven't seen him at all this year.
No. So.
Oh, he's handy. He'll run. He'll have that lovely kicking style that's sort of Curly Austin-ish, back to front sort of thing.
So, I don't know. Not everyone's.
And again, it's four.
A couple of iffies.
Four on the bench. So, in the grand edition of Cowboys, pinch some masters.
Well, I'm thinking we may be short then.
Yeah.
I'm tipping, so. I don't know. Your 50s might have to have an easy game.
We'll just take it easy and just push up. We'll push into the Masters, and the Masters can push up into the Supers,
yeah,
if that's the case.
So, I don't know. What happened? Did Peninsula win last week?
Let's see. Yeah, Peninsula won one, lost one. And I think, who did they play last week? They played Cranbourne, I think, last week. And got stitched up. Cranbourne have stitched up both teams they've played. They got a percentage of 380. So,
see, I was trying not to look at the ladder, and now I've seen it. So,
well, we can only go up.
Yes,
we can only go up. We haven't played Bayside, and they haven't won a game yet. So, we play them next week, I think. So, it's our chance to push up because it's even though there's only six in the comp, you still have a final four.
Yeah, I know.
So, a couple of wins will sneak you through.
Yeah, yeah.
A couple of wins and a decent percentage. Yeah. And you can sneak yourself up there, I think.
We're just a little bit like the Hawks at the minute, mate, sitting down at the bottom, but it's just...
A new team.
It's just around the corner.
It's coming.
Yeah.
And who are the Hawks like this week?
Melbourne. On
Sunday. Who knows? Who knows with them?
They touched us up last year too, so...
Well, that was allegedly the start of the rot, wasn't it? Because didn't they touch up in the second last round or something like that?
That's when the wheels just started to fall off.
It's gone since then. Well, what did Clarko call for? Catastrophic change. So, don't know what that means.
That's a nice way of putting pull your finger out, boys, or you're going to be sacked next year.
Does that mean they put Vickery back in?
Look, can we go that bad?
Oh, wow.
I actually didn't think his JLT games were that bad.
No.
And then I saw his first couple of games, which were...
You had a rethink, didn't you?
Oh, my.
You don't want Tyrone thinking too much.
He shouldn't be allowed to think.
If get ball, kick ball.
Yeah,
That's all.
Just kick it, mate. Just kick it.
Don't make it any different. Because there's no doubt he's got skills. Because he's played a couple of games for the Tigers. He kicked five goals or something.
Yeah.
And you go, gee, that boy can play. Yeah. And then... Next 6 weeks, nothing.
He's actually not a bad mark. And actually, lately, he's been doing some great tap rocking.
Yeah, yeah.
He's, so his vision is three-quarters of the way there.
Mm. I thought Hawthorn might have cleaned him up because he's always had the raggy-taggy hair. I thought Clarko might have straightened him up and said, look, cut the hair, look like a footballer. Because he never looks like a footballer out there.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, and some guys can get away.
We had Spanger, remember, for a while.
Yeah, that's true. You had him for a while. Yeah, he was a bit messy. But then you had Platten. Platten was all over the place, but he could play.
You don't mind if they can play.
No, but
if they
like
can't
that.
Play, then at least look the part.
At least look the part, yeah. Get a haircut.
You know.
Short back and sides.
A bit like Showmakers. Yeah. Jeez.
Yes, yeah.
Killing me, you Hawks. You send me to an early grave.
Oh, you have had a good few. You've had a good 10 years.
You know, in the last, my older boy is only nine.
Mm.
He's seen four.
Yeah, well, my daughter's...
He's doing okay.
My daughter's 25, and she says, why did you make me back for Richmond? So...
When was your last one? 80? 81?
It was a good one. I was there. I've seen three, so I'm okay. Seen us lose two. But, yeah, we had some good times. But maybe, who knows? I think a top four is probably a little bit ahead of ourselves, but... If we've won five already, surely we can't finish ninth.
Surely
we can't finish ninth.
The wheels shouldn't drop that far.
They shouldn't drop that far. Even if you only got to win every second game. Yeah. And we've got to play you. So yeah. there's a chance. You were our bunnies when you were good.
Usually got us.
So we'll cross our fingers because the Tigers, we got the Bulldogs this week. So
yeah, I don't like your chances, mate.
No, because
they're up and running.
They're up. That game against Giants. 50-50, really, yeah, end of the day.
Yeah.
Gee, the Giants are good, though.
They're smoky. They're the smoky ones, aren't they?
Yeah. I don't know. They've got so much talent.
Yeah.
But then you go and get Toby Green do something stupid. Belted the guy. How can that be unintentional? It was a good one, wasn't it?
It was good.
Because I was having this argument with guys at work saying, and those of us have played football at higher levels, you know when you want to hurt someone.
Yeah.
There's none of this unintentional. You know exactly where someone is. And if an arm... And Greg Stafford was brilliant at it for Sydney and then at Richmond. Gee, had some wayward arms. But for some reason, they always connected into the soft bits of an opponent somewhere. So this unintentional, I just don't like that. That was more than intentional. So he can have a holiday.
I don't think he thought there was any cameras on that side. He nearly got away with it.
That's right. There's cameras everywhere. Even the ones down the ground will catch you out.
I didn't see. I was watching that game, and from the viewing camera, you couldn't see it from that side. So until they brought it back and then got the other camera, you're like, oh, yeah, you're in trouble, Ken.
And once they find one of them, you find there's 12 different angles that they'll show it.
Yeah. And then they come out with that.
Yeah.
And then you'll be scrolling, oh, I saw that 100 metres away, mate. You're like, oh.
That was it. I heard Dermy talking about it on one of the shows, and he's going, oh, but you should have two chances to spoil, one with the left, one to the right. And if you miss and hit the ball by accident, that's okay.
So play off.
That's it. Good
old Dermy. He missed with the right and got him with the left.
With the left and got a bit of ball too, so can't be too bad.
Yeah.
Okay, Huda, yeah, cool. Thanks for that.
No worries, can you go
find Pi for me so we can shut this down?
Righto, pal.
And all the best for Sunday.
Yeah, good luck to you.
Thanks a lot. So, Huda's back in the chair again. As I said, Parksy had to shoot through somewhere. And so now all I'll do is wait for Pi to come down and shut it all down. So, yeah, be aware, we are calling the game on Sunday, so we'll call the Supers. And as I said before, we'll call half the Masters game. We might have to work out a time somewhere in the future, who knows, to get a 50s game called. We might be able to work that out sometime in the future. And from what I saw on Facebook, now it's not the caravan, it's the hero van, it's the something van.
What?
The
Fantastic.
The Fantastic. I get it wrong. I always think something van rather than van something. The Fantastic.
Fantastic.
It has got electricity.
Close.
It's got electricity.
It's got electricity and it's getting really close.
The painting's not far away.
Ads is. I was really disappointed of Ads listening in, or when he listens to this.
Course,
if he listens
in. Yes. Yeah.
Well, Ads, I just saw you on the Facebook. You've gone to Gold Coast. You should have been back here painting Fantastic, I reckon.
But if I look here, Ads is on the bench for the Masters.
Well, he must be back by this weekend then. Last weekend he went, so...
Well, he could paint it before he plays, surely.
Sure, and apparently we're doing it in Hazel's workshop.
Oh, that's even easier.
I'll tell you that. I said, I hope there's no overspray. I hope he hasn't got cars in there as overspray. And Ad says, no, don't worry about that. It'll be okay.
Or it'll go on Barney's wood.
Yeah, exactly.
If it's too much overspray, it'll go next door.
No, I think Barney's moved. Is Barney moved? He was moving.
Was he still there the other day? I went past the other day. It looked like there. He was still
he's,
there.
He's got a new factory, though. He's moving to a new, bigger factory. He's still on the main drag there, but I don't know where. But
well, still on, what is it, Boundary Road?
Boundary Road, yeah.
He's still over there. Oh, yeah. Okay.
All good sponsors of the Cowboys.
All good sponsors of the Cowboys. I was out at Tobin Brothers. I had to do a talk at Tobin Brothers
good
the other week.
Good sponsor of the Cowboys.
Good sponsor of the Cowboys.
Are they still?
Yes.
Yeah, oh, good. Because they've been with us for so long, yeah.
I had to check with someone. I mentioned them and said, thank you. So before I did my stuff, I said, thank you from the Cowboys. So I gave the Cowboys a plug and Toby Brothers went, oh, that's nice.
Nice.
And they like the idea.
Yeah, we'll be with you before long. Yeah.
and they like the idea that it's for the 50s because we're the closest one to their services.
Exactly.
So they enjoyed that. So thanks, Pi. Thanks for setting all this up.
We'll hopefully have the listeners listening to us on live.
Yes.
On Sunday. Keep coming on the Radio Karen website. We may be be at about half time of the Masters, which would be about what?
Quarter to two.
So about that 2 o'clock.
To two, if you look at about that 2 o'clock, that.
Put that 2 o'clock in your head.
Yep.
Jump in and see if you can find us live. If we're live, we'll be there. And if not, we'll definitely be on for the Supers. So,
yes, that's right.
So, yep. And yeah, I've got a song for you.
You've got a song? What song could it be?
Well, hang on. Am I pressing play?
Well, I hope we get the right song. Oh, we wouldn't have want to have an inappropriate song.
It's been a long time, hasn't it?
It's been long. But you did lose it. You did lose your little iPod-y thing.
Ooh. No, it's not. It's the last post. We don't want that.
No, we don't want that.
But that was only last week.
And I
want to say a big thank you to everyone that turned up to the...
you got a good turn up at the...
At Karam, at the...
Beauty Point.
At the Beauty Spot.
Beauty Spot.
There was about 100 people there, which is awesome because...
In the wet.
And it was great. And you know what? Trash, it's funny. I don't do it because I want people to thank me. I do it because that's what I've always done.
Yep.
And two ladies in Safeway came up to me who didn't even know.
Yep.
Oh, sorry, Safeway, still call that Woolworths. And two people I didn't even know came up to me and said, "Oh, Andrew." I go, "Yes." And they go, "Oh, we were there on Anzac Day. Thanks very much for that. It was really..." I reckon that's great because it means there's people there that aren't involved with the Cowboys, aren't involved with my friends, my family, whatever. There was other people, random people that just were there. And the best thing, Trash, was there was a vet there who was a young bloke who got a medical discharge.
Yep. What, Afghanistan?
He had, must have been, I'd say. Had his medals on and his beret. And he came up to me and said, I'm not slagging off on Chelsea at all because I always go to Chelsea, but he said, "I've been telling Chelsea for a year they need to do something different because it's the same thing every year and it's monotonous."
Yep.
He goes, "I won't go there next year, I'll just come here." He goes, "You guys do a great job." And I said to him, "Well, do you want to do the ode for us next year?" And so he's going to do it next year. So this is a true vet, like a young bloke that's a veteran and was medically discharged. And I think we don't know who he is, but... has some issues about it too,
You look at these days and you see we sent people off to war, the hell of war, whether it was the First World War, Second, Korean,
whenever
Vietnam, whenever it is, it's only now when we realise what we've got, how it screws people up.
Oh, that's
completely.
Right, yeah. I mean, you know, those poor blokes in the First and Second World Wars, there was no treatment for post-traumatic stress syndrome.
No, just come back and do your job.
You know what I mean? Like, and their marriages broke down, they end up, you know, alcoholics and all the rest of it, and no one did it, so they were just some bum.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Stiff upper lip, get on with it.
Exactly right, yeah. So, anyway, so this, and in fact, Jason Deason, who's part of our club, he's going to keep an eye on this fella because he was a really nice bloke.
Mm.
And yeah, so we're going to keep an eye on him and hopefully he will be. He said he's going to come to us next year and he's going to do our ode for us and we'll do something different again next year. We keep it short. It's 10 minutes.
That's what I say for people minutes. Thinking about it next year. 10 minutes, a bit of a...
Timmy, you can bring your kids. Oh, we had heaps of little kids there and we can keep their attention for 10 minutes.
Mm.
So that's what we do. We keep their attention for 10 minutes, and then that's the end of it. So,
You do well to keep Cowboys' attention for 10 minutes sometimes.
You can't hear, mate. These guys, these are like kindergarten kids.
So. It's that next level down, isn't it?
All right, mate, let's play the song.
Have you found the right one this time?
Yes, I have. I'm sure I've got it.
Now, this is a song we've only heard, if it's the song I'm thinking. We've only heard it sung twice this year, both time by the...
I've done it. What? Look at that.
It says the wrong thing. There we go.
Go.
Only been sung by the 50s.
The 50s.
Year.
Go the 50s.
50s again.